I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
So I posed this question last night on my personal Facebook page. Am I the only one who is determined to not date for a few months after this pandemic? I feel like everybody's head and heart, we just need a total reset, like iPhone reset the settings in our brains. We're just raw. We are raw little nubs that want hugs. And if you let the wrong person hug your nub, that's when you get into trouble.
Ah, to have the nub hugged.
How glad are you that you don't still have to deal with this?
It has nothing to do with the pandemic, just social media, just dating in general.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I can't imagine. I can't imagine being out there in the dating world. I feel, for my recently divorced friends or single friends that are, close in age to me especially, it's tough. It's not easy.
It's a crime scene.
And for you, I'm just wondering, is it pandemic related or is it more, your relationship history related where... the track record hasn't been the best.
Yeah. Little from column A, little from column
okay.
B. You've seen the wreckage worse than anybody because you see me every day and you're one of my nearest and dearest.
Right.
But I did just a few months ago get out of something. I do think that's part of it, or I just want to take a breather.
Nothing wrong with
that.
But
I'm wondering, where's everybody's head at with this? Are you like me? Are you just like, I need summertime to just be myself and then decide what I want to do? Or are you anxious to get back into it because you've been away from people for so long?
Jenna, what's your take going in?
Yeah, I'm with Lissa. I am not interested in dating until at least after summertime. I mean, honestly, I've noticed all the guys on my social media are super thirsty and more flirtatious than they ever were before the pandemic.
Yes!
I think that proves that everybody's just starved for attention. I do not need that.
But what if you meet, a random meeting where you're not trying to meet somebody new and you feel a little something? You're still going to, back off, or are you going to be open to something like that?
I just still think I'd be more hesitant. I'd say that I'm probably open to at least giving something a few minutes. But I don't know. This just makes me nervous.
Like, take it slow. Can I ask, what was your relationship status going in to quarantine?
Ooh, I was just getting out of a serious relationship when quarantine hit. I mean, it just really makes it even more so. Like, I don't want to date. Like,
yes.
I don't want it to be some mixture of rebound and just... settling for the first thing that comes along,
Exactly, yes.
Are you vaxxed? Aren't you vaxxed?
And there's that, too. There's so many questions. I feel you, Jenna. Thank you so much for calling.
Absolutely.
Good perspective right there.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, especially if you just got out of something serious. Mm-hmm. Pandemic just like adds another layer of confusion, ketchup to a crap sandwich. What about what Stacey said on my Facebook? She's got a good point. And she's our friend. She works at Geisinger. She also said, you don't know who's been being safe. She said, unfortunately, the pandemic isn't going to be over for some time. She had somebody ask her out last September when everything was partially shut down, asked to go to a restaurant, have dinner, drinks. And she was like, hard no. And then he had the nerve to say to her, oh, I guess you're being careful. Like, what a way to tell her you're not being careful.
Good thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.